Hello everybody and welcome to another episode of Sweet Buzz. For today, I'm doing a challenge of 1 week and I wanted to share with you guys. Hey guys, Dančo Dimkov here and you're listening to Sweet Buzz, scaling a digital B2B business. For all the entrepreneurs, business owners and CEOs, this is your moment to radiate positive energy. Because if I can do it, so can you. In this podcast, I'm sharing my thoughts, opinions, and everyday experience in the business world. But I'm letting you glance into my personal life too. So stay tuned, because this episode may be the epiphany that you're looking for. So, where should I start? I'm becoming addicted on the phone. I'm using the phone for quite productive stuff, like recording this podcast, but I'm catching myself that, yeah, you can install a game, Call of Duty. Wow, what a nice game. Or hanging out on social media. I was never a social media guy. Yes, I create content. I rarely consume. It's not like I'm just sitting whole day. But in the last couple of weeks, months probably, I'm noticing myself that I'm spending quite a lot of time on social media. And if I learned quite a lot of stuff, like depends on who you're following. If you're following e-commerce stores like my wife, well, you're going to see a lot of discounts and stuff. If you're following financial freedom, financial independence gurus, sales gurus, crypto world, well, I'm getting quite a lot of latest informations. Like when ChatGPT was out, I was in the first 24 hours on ChatGPT because I'm in those circles in the communities. However, my problem starts here because the phone is taking too much time from me. And I'm really time aware nowadays. And my biggest concern was that I wanted to spend some time playing with the family. By playing, the Metodia, the older kid, is like 5.5 years already. So I'm catching myself, we're playing with the Lego bricks, and as I'm playing with him, I'm still on my phone and I'm checking out TikTok. I mean, what's the point? It's not like I'm gonna learn something new on TikTok, but it's just that constant desire or thirst to let me open my phone, let me check some social media, what is happening. And I've realized that is not a good habit. I mean, I know social media is good to get information and other stuff, but if it becomes stronger than you and if you cannot control it, then it's an addiction, man. So on several occasions, I'm playing with the kids and instead of enjoying, I'm actually having the phone on my hand and it's in the afternoon. It's not even working time. I'm still like, just in case if someone writes me or just in case if someone mentions me or anything. And there you go, guys. Now I'm considering that 1 week I'm getting away from my phone. Very simple. I'll turn it off. I can live 1 week without a phone. I still have the computer, but when you sit on a computer, you're not more like scrolling on social media. So my goal for the coming week, 7 days actually, would be turn off the phone completely. Actually, I'll have to put it on airplane mode at least, but I'm allowed to use it only in one occasion. If I'm creating content, if I need to do a video, it's okay to pick up the phone and record the video. If I'm about to record some podcasts, like now, I'm okay to actually do it. But at the end of the day, the goal is no games, no social media, not chit-chatting, nothing. When I'm in front of the computer, I'm in front of the screen. When I leave the computer, I'm playing with my kids. And guess what? I have so many additional things that I wanted to do, and unfortunately I installed an app on my phone which started calculating me how many hours I'm playing games, how many hours I'm checking out social media and stuff, and that's it. I caught myself. It's like I have the guitar in the office room and I'm like, I don't have the time to actually exercise the guitar. Well, guess what? My phone app says differently. It says, well, you have more than enough time because you're standing on Facebook, on TikTok and all the other social medias rather than playing on the guitar. Or I don't have time to exercise and the phone is saying, well, guess what? You have the time because playing a guitar is a 15 minutes activity per day. You have it. Doing some exercise, it can be half an hour. It can be an hour of exercise per day. Well, guess what? You're spending more than it on social media. So don't complain that you don't have the time. And luckily, I've installed that app just to open my eyes how addictive is the social media. So that's it. I'm taking 1 week of silence, 1 week of consumption. Well, with the content creation, I'm still going to do it, but I need exactly to be 1 week, because after that, I'm going to Zagreb, then I'm doing events and stuff, and there's going to be a lot of talking. And I think it will be really healthy for me first to take my eyes from the phone for a change. And then on the other hand is to focus on other activities, whether it's a guitar, whether it's playing with Methodia, whether it's helping around in the house, because half an hour of Facebook is actually cleaning up the apartment. You see, it's the same time. So when you say, I don't have time to clean, well, guess what? You have it. So it's Friday. I'm starting it from Friday till Friday. I will not be available if anyone wants to call me, because I'm really putting it on airplane mode. It's not like, well, people can call me or anything. It's just, I don't have a phone. I still have Slack, I still have email, I still have computer where I can check Facebook messages if needed, but not just on the phone, because in 1 week I'm hoping to lose the habit of having the phone constantly next to me. That's all I had for this, guys. I really hope it's gonna help, because yeah, we constantly reflect on what we're doing and we try to take corrective actions. This is one of it. Thanks for tuning in, guys. If you enjoyed the episode, then do subscribe. Oh, and you can tell a friend too. Don't miss out on the previous or the upcoming episodes on podcast.bsbsolution.com. If you have a question or just really want to say hi, feel free to do so on my social media profiles. Connect with me or DM me on LinkedIn or Facebook. Did you know that my book, Sweet Leads, is an Amazon bestseller? Well, grab your Kindle or printed copy on Amazon.